And together we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America healthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, New York. God bless you. God bless you all.
Thank now, you. Back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. Hold on a second. Let me do this right. And then click River Talk. Get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays. This is annoying. Stop it! Thank you. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also, Steve Novotny 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. All right here on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. The Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430. The audio path of totality. And now, Dimitri live and dangerously local is also the force multiplier of truth. Thank you. You can also see the show, although for the life of me, I'll never understand why. You can actually see me struggling 2 hours a day, 3 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays on Facebook. We do a Facebook live stream of the show. You see our world-class studios here. You see a world-class microphone. You see our world-class screens for Herb Electric and Bridgeport equipment and tool. You see not a world-class talk show host struggling to keep his pathetic career going, which is not easy, by the way. I must tell you, it's not easy. So there's that. And yet people watch, and yet they continue to. Yesterday, I screwed up so often. It was worse than normal yesterday. I already have more than 1,000 views. What is wrong with you people? What is wrong with you? In fact, I'll tell you how many views I have. According to Facebook, if their numbers are to be believed, this is just amazing to me. It's like, why would anybody watch this thing? I can't imagine. Okay, videos. Yesterday's, oh my God, 1,400 views. Jeez. Are you nuts? I think the question answers itself, wouldn't you say? All right, fine. All right, now, before we get to this next thing here, which I don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to be something. Oh, wait a minute, I had it lined up. It's an audio clip. God. All right, before we get to this next audio clip, which is actually a very good, well, they're all very good, or else why would I be playing them? It's about, this sheriff is in Maryland, and that's where they got rid of this illegal from El Salvador. They shipped his ass back to El Salvador. And now the one of the senators from Maryland, U.S. Senator, is down there. Van Hollen, I think is his name. And now other Democrats are going down there as well. And I believe it's not because that they're doing something politically stupid for their districts. I strongly suspect that they're actually raising money. When they do this crazy stuff that you and I just scratch our heads going, do I have psoriasis? Or, I mean, what are they doing now? What I think they're doing now is actually raising money. Because the people on the far left, the crazies on the far left, especially the ones with money, and some of them have a lot of money, they like that stuff. And so they'll be more likely to contribute to their campaigns. That's what I think is actually happening. So time will tell. I don't know when we'll be able to see the figures regarding the donations for their respective campaigns, but some enterprising reporter, I hope, will be able to do that, because I think that's why they're actually doing it, because they could raise a lot of money. AOC, we all make fun of AOC, although she is, God, is she hot, Jesus. She's just, whatever. She goes out there and starts doing that whole AOC stream of consciousness thing of hers, and she raises a lot of money. People on the far left, they want to hear that stuff. People on the far left can actually raise a lot of money doing things that you and I are appalled by. We can't even begin to understand this. If falling in love with this gangster, MS-13 in El Salvador. Now Democrats are saying he needs to be paid damages because this illegal alien was sent to the wrong illegal, or excuse me, this illegal from El Salvador was sent back to El Salvador, but it was to the wrong prison. They're actually trying to make the case that he deserves damages, you know, reparations. I would not be surprised. Again, to you and to me, it sounds insane. Well, it is insane. But to the people who are most likely to donate to their campaigns, these far-out left-wing crazy Marxist Democrats could actually be raising money. Yeah. Yeah. I know none of the talking head experts on the cable news channels, they never bring this up. They all think it's crazy, it's insane, it's stupid. Why are they doing this? They have a death wish. I'm going, no. You don't understand how this works. Just follow the money. I think it's about the money. I think they're going down there. They made a calculated decision to go down there, get the grief from the general public, which isn't going to vote for them anyway, in order to get lots and lots of campaign donations from the far left. I think that's what's really going on there. And I, as far as I know, I'm the only person in the media who's bringing up this possibility. They're not stupid. They know exactly what they're doing. Keep an eye on that story. You heard it here first. All right. Before we get to this next audio clip, which is wonderful, it's a sheriff in Maryland talking about this ugly incident with this illegal from El Salvador who was deported back to El Salvador, but to the wrong jail in El Salvador. Before that, I want to talk with you about ECM Energy Services. I love these people. Alex and Haley. Riley and James and the others, Ann especially, pretty much runs the operation, are all absolutely wonderful, wonderful people. And if you would like to have an incredible career with insane annual with an insane annual income and tremendous growth opportunities, you cannot do better than ECM Energy Services. ECM Energy Services. ECM as in excellent career money. ECM. They're looking for skilled drivers right now. Not just any old driver with a commercial driver's license, CDL, but skilled. If you are at the top of your game, if you take pride in being a skilled driver, ECM Energy Services will give you at least $100,000 a year. With any overtime, you're looking at $125,000 a year, and that's just the beginning. The benefits are insane. A whole crazy list of benefits that I don't even have time to list all of them. Signing bonuses, thousands of dollars for a signing bonus, thousands of dollars for a performance bonus, retention bonus, and on and on and on. It is absolutely unbelievable. And they're really, really concerned about safety, more than 2 million miles injury-free. They have the newest Peterbilt 589s. That's right, Peterbilt 589. They spent more than $7 million on these things. This is a top quality company looking for top quality individuals who want fantastic career opportunities and want a tremendous amount of money for a salary. They're willing to pay it, but they're looking for the best. Are you that person? Oh, by the way, with their drivers, they're home every night. They're home every night. Are you an OTR? You can be home every night with ECM. Home every night. ECM stands for home every night. You make an insane amount of money, and you can be home every night with your loved ones, with your pets, with your hobbies, with your neighbors, with your everything. You're home every night with ECM Energy Services. You make six figures, an incredible company, poised for growth. Now, especially with Trump wanting to make America energy, not just energy independent, but energy dominant. ECM Energy Services. ECM, as in excellent career money. There's a phone number if you want. Get in touch with them. You can reach them on Facebook, ECM Energy Services. Excellent career money. 724, here's the phone number, 724-802-0275. That's 724-802-0275. They also have a webpage, ECM Energy Services. Tell them Dimitri sent you. An incredible opportunity for top quality people who want a fantastic annual salary and fantastic career opportunities with this incredible company that is so poised for massive growth. You hear that? You know what that is? That's opportunity knocking. That's actually my knuckles getting hurt on this Formica tabletop. God. Well, it's sort of like opportunity knocking. Anyway, ECM Energy Services. Next, this is the sheriff, one of the sheriffs in Maryland, who had an awful lot to say in this interview with Benny Johnson regarding this Kilmar Albergo Garcia, that illegal from El Salvador, who two courts in the United States said was a gang member and now is back in El Salvador, but apparently he was sent to the wrong prison. Listen to this.
Program, there's been a lot of conversation about Kilmar drinking margaritas with your senator down in El Salvador. Your senator says that he's just a great guy, but wouldn't answer whether he's an MS-13 gang member this past weekend when he was doing interviews on this subject matter. Could you please present for us the evidence that this man is an MS-13 gang member?
Well, I've read the reports, and absolutely, this is, and thanks for having me on. This is such a horrific story from the sense that this is the jurisdiction, if your listeners and the viewers aren't aware, this is where Rachel Morin's horrific murder and rape took place in my jurisdiction. My agency investigated that crime. And the Kayla Hamilton case from the year before, where she was killed at the hands of an MS-13 member illegally in the country. And these are the types of individuals that our state senator does not reach out to those families, and yet travels to El Salvador to visit with an affiliate. You know, if not a full-fledged gang member, certainly an affiliate. There's plenty of information out there to demonstrate that, through the tattoos, through the clothing, through the admissions, through different reports that are out in the public that I have read. He is certainly tied directly to the MS-13 gang. And as people should be aware, MS-13 has been a gang that goes back more than 40, 50 years in this country, known for their propensity for severe violence, drug dealing, murders, and they rule with a iron fist. You know, MS-13 being a criminal illegal gang is about as common knowledge as gravity keeps this planet to the earth.
So you said here in a recent headline that this individual is 1,000% an MS-13 gang member, followed up by President Trump that afternoon holding up this image of Kilmar. The fact that his name's Kilmar is really something else. His fist with the MS-13 tattoos, does this vibe with you? Have you seen the tattoos, Sheriff?
I've seen the tattoos, I've seen the pictures, I've seen the clothing, I've seen the reports of law enforcement and confidential informants stepping forward and confirming his, not only his place within the gang, but what some of the things that he is accused of doing in order to have the name that he had. I don't have those reports directly in front of me, but I've reviewed those reports as we've dug deeper into this issue and the visit to El Salvador again, and just how just tone deaf it is to go visit this individual in El Salvador. The talk that he was mistakenly deported. Well, he was deported by this administration, and as I understand it, that the immigration judge, two of them who heard the case, who also confirmed, both of them, that he was MS-13 member, agreed with his deportation, just not to El Salvador. And that's the big mistake that was made. That is more important to Senator Van Hollen and many others on the left, instead of Rachel Morin's horrific death at the hands of a individual in this country illegally with gang ties, or Kayla Hamilton's death, both in my jurisdiction. Neither of those families did these elected officials who are all taking vacations now to El Salvador by the busload, apparently, have reached out to these families to say how terrible it is that our country didn't move to protect them from having a secure border, from having a proper way to come into this country, ensuring that those who are coming in don't pose a threat to our community members. It's terrible.
And it might seem inexplicable if you're not listening to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, but I'm telling you, I think it's as simple as this is a great way for these Democrats to raise a lot of money. I think their base loves this and is contributing to their campaigns. I think it's as simple as that. It makes all the sense in the world. But there's even a bigger issue going on here than this gangster from El Salvador. And I'll tell you what that is right after this short break.